Not all of us know our true calling by the time we are 10, but our next guest is the exception. She saved her first heirloom tomato seeds when she was 10. Now, she reigns over her own little heirloom tomato kingdom. Sheila Capistran, Ada's Tomatoes, from near Ada.
So, when I was 10 years old, that's when Ada Tomato came to be in my head. Except it wasn't Ada at that time. It just was. So, I saved that, and then the next year, I planted them, and by golly, they grew. And then I started studying them. And then just growing up more and more, I always gardened. Wherever I lived by myself, here or there, I always gardened.
Sheila's parents were from Erskine and the Crookston area, but she actually spent the first years of her life in Milwaukee.
And her folks fell off the boat. They came from Norway. Mm-hmm. Jonas and Ragna Rust. So, and my mom was the youngest of about seven of them, and they spoke Norwegian at their household till they got drugged to school by the county. Mm-hmm. And then they learned some English. And my dad, Dennis Capistran, was from up by Crookston and then got married and followed the boom to Milwaukee. Well, I've always been a gardener, a person outside and gardening. And so out there in the garden, and I think I'm going to save these seeds out of this tomato. These little cherry tomato, kind of called Gardener's Delight. I'm gonna save these and see what happens if I grow them. You know, I was maybe 10 years old.
Eventually, the family made their way back to northern Minnesota. After she married, she and her husband wanted to be in the country.
Looking at places to buy around here, and he had a realtor show us, and it was like the Three Bears. He had a little junky house, he had this house, and then he had a big fancy house. And we took this just right one here, and 5 acres. And so lived here. And then I worked in post offices. I'm a recovering postal worker. Raised kids here. I had daughter. She was 2 years old when we moved here. And adopted 2 kids. Minnesota Waiting Children that came from Vietnam originally, but were cities kids. And Laurel got to be a big sister to them for about 4 years, from 2002 till 2006. And then she was in a terrific car accident, when she was 18 years old.
Oh, no.
And died.
Despite some very hard knocks, one of the things I get around Sheila is that she has a great sense of humor. In fact, she calls her husband, now her ex, her husband. We met at her house, which is also the home of Ada Tomatoes. A large greenhouse is just past the front yard.
I've always been interested in these heirloom tomatoes, and I thought, why not give it that name? I live by Ada. I grow tomatoes. It kind of makes sense to me. A greenhouse had always been a dream, a goal, and living out here in the tundra, challenges. A joy in a number of ways. I've butchered chickens in the fall, you know, when there's no plants in there. I've used it to, and my husband was aghast at that. But no, you got to stand outside and suffer when you're doing that. You can't, you know, be out of the wind. And by golly, this chickens almost enjoy it in there. No. But it can be cleaned. The water's right there. Hallelujah. It was out of the wind. Oh. I harvest my honey in there. I take a wagon and go get the frames, and I have a little hand extractor, and I close it up in there so it heats up. Honey flows better when it's hot, like 118 degrees.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Sheila Capistran, a tomato grower from Ada, Minnesota. An heirloom tomato, for those of you who are not into gardening, is a tomato that hasn't been modified, messed with, or otherwise altered for sometimes hundreds of years. Seeds are gathered and dried each year from the current crop and saved for planting in the next season.
Well, I still even have the downline seed from that one when I was 10 years old. I have that in a package, but farmers markets in Minneapolis, for goodness sakes. years ago, go down in the cities, visit friends, and on the way out, there's the big, wonderful Minneapolis Farmers Market. And I'd get their tomatoes, and I'd ask them as much as I could about them, and I'd take, scribble some little notes, and I'd take them home, and I'd squeeze the, you know, the guts out of them and eat the rest of it and make notes. And so I ate a tomato, kind of just kept growing. Growing business that just kept growing.
A grower's job begins early in the year when most of us are still hunkering down and trying to stay warm. Sheila starts all of her seeds upstairs in her house.
Upstairs in my late great daughter's bedroom, I turned that into the seedling nursery. Put in lots of electricity and insulated and made the room ready. And that's where I start. And then I, at the right moment, when the moon is right, I move out to the greenhouse. It all depends on the weather. And then have that wonderful little greenhouse there. And that brings a lot of joy to me and to other folks. And I do classes, so to speak, workshops, tours. Besides tomatoes and peppers and that good stuff, I have other things back there. Most of them are legal.
Sheila shows me her seed collection. She saves not only tomatoes, but other vegetables, herbs, and flowers as well. She sells directly to customers, but she also has some store connections.
I do about 50 varieties of various tomatoes, and I do about 20-some varieties of peppers, sweet peppers through hot. And I do a few different eggplants. I think I just only have three right now. A couple of kinds of ground cherries, some huckleberries. All of these are nightshade plants. That's kind of my thing. I'm a closet Italian, I think. I grow some interesting flowers, and then I grow some herbs.
Naturally, since I was coming to see a tomato expert, I brought a poor little wilted plant that had been cut down mercilessly in the night. I was hoping for some advice. I got a quick tour of the greenhouse, went home with some beautiful plants, and also got my advice.
And the phone is the worst thing to me of any job. Jeez, phone. Yeah. But anyways, so the phone rings. Laughing Earth, this is Sheila.
Hey, can you tell me what's wrong with my apple tree? I put some stuff on it, and it still looks the same. Can you tell me what's wrong?
I said, can you put your apple tree on the phone, please?
Right.
Lord have mercy.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.